Hey, Melvin Adams here, former Harlem Globetrotters. I am here on Green Jet Ski Podcast. Don't have nothing to do with water, because if it did, I wouldn't be on the show because I can't swim. But check it out with Noah across the country on Green Jet Ski.
But I love you more than I love the chicken, but chicken and you, that'd be sweet.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's just like a 4-star dinner right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
And welcome to the Green Jet Ski Podcast. I'm Noah. Thanks for joining me. And thank you again to Mike Schmidt, Speed Force Music, for that awesome piece of intro music right there. More for him in the future right here on this show. So stay plugged in. We're also going to get him for an interview in the not too distant future. But speaking of superstars, it has been a while. I think I'm on the naughty list somewhere, because on the ATC radio show, one of my favorite people was Mr. Globetrotter himself, Melvin Adams. And, you know, he's very inspirational, talks about the youth and how we can get them to the next level, because sometimes they just don't have somebody to lift them up. He's a lifter upper, if that's a word. I just made that up. But anyway, I haven't had him on the podcast yet. He is here with me today, Mr. Globetrotter. That's right. He's part of the Harlem Globetrotters, or was one of the most iconic basketball teams of all time. They've been entertaining audiences with skills and athleticism and comedic talents. And then you're sitting there and you're just whistling that just amazing tune, Sweet Georgia Brown, as you're watching them just do just amazing stuff. And he was with them for 4 years. And then Mr. Globetrotter, of course, once and forever. And so welcome back to the show, Melvin. Hopefully I can get back in your good graces. I'll throw you a couple of chicken wings or something.
Hey, man, I love you. I love chicken, but I love you more than I love the chicken. But chicken and you, that'd be sweet.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's just like a 4-star dinner right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Top Youth Speakers, people can check you out there. They have come alongside you of late and really just taken it up to the next level for you, and you're getting in front of so many kids, and that's what it's all about. I mean, we have so many things to get to today, but tell us how appearing with them and in large masses of children has really made you feel good inside that you're being able to impact the next generation.
You know, I've been speaking for a long time, and I finally found an organization that cares about the vision that God has put in my heart, and they've helped me become more impactful in my speech, as a speaker, as a father, and financially. They've just changed my whole life. And so it all plays a part of the team. When you're on a good team, you can't do anything but win. And so they've just helped catapult me to reach far more kids than in less than 2 years than I had in just doing it kind of on my own.
And speaking about reaching kids, I mean, I see you a lot on social media, especially on Instagram. People, by the way, can check you out there at Globetrotter Melvin. I highly suggest you do. But tell us, I mean, I see you there. And since we've reconnected, it's just been a treasure trove of inspiration for me. And then when I show the video to my stepkids as well, how important is it to reach kids on social media? Because I know that's where they spend a lot of their time in this day and age, even in positive ways. Sometimes it's negative. That's not good. But in positive ways, I mean, there's a lot of plug in there. And so you got to meet them where they're at, right?
Social media is this generation's, like, they don't talk like me and you talk. They go through, you know, social media. They get to reach more people in one moment than we ever could. In all my travels, like, they're reaching more people beyond what I can even imagine. And that's their world. I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing, but then they still feel secluded because there's no one-on-one face-to-face. It's just, you know, on social media. So it is their portal to reaching this next generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they see negative there too, but I think what it's about is pointing them in the right direction. Like, my stepson is so, by the way, you're going to love this. He is so over the moon with the fact that I know one of the Harlem Globetrotters, and when he sees your stuff, man, it just makes him smile from face to face. So you're doing good.
Oh man. Thank you, man. I'm trying to be like his dad. Tell him that. I'm just trying to be like his dad. His dad's awesome.
Well, you have succeeded 1,000%, man. Next level. Speaking of Globetrotters, I know people are asking out there, especially the youth listening to this, two questions. One, how does one become a Harlem Globetrotter? Even if you're like, you know, semi-pro, you're going pro. I mean, Globetrotters is kind of something different. And also, dude, you're 5'8". And so they're like, 5'8"? How'd this guy become a basketball player? Well, it's called dedication and hard work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I tell people this, like, if it doesn't matter your height. What matters is your heart. And sure enough, it took a lot of hard work because obviously at this height, you're going to always be overlooked because of your height. But I put in a lot of work. I put in a lot of work, Noah, man. Like when other kids were going to their high school prom, I was working on my dribbling. When guys were going out on dates, I was working on my jump shot. So when you were sleeping, I was always working. I was always going to outwork you. I may not have been as talented as you, but I would always outwork you. And so, yeah, true enough, a lot of hard work is the key. And I think what separates most people want the glory, but they don't want the sweat. They want it to come easy. And in yep. life, it takes sacrifice. It takes, you know, like me giving up a lot of things that was fun to other kids. But the things that I missed, I gained in the successes because of the sacrifices that I had made.
No, it's very true. And, you know, especially in a day where everything, I think it's more competitive now, Melvin, than things ever have been in the past. And then if you're talking outside of the sports world, I mean, you have the whole AI factor going on. You need something that's going to put you above everybody else. And honestly, that's hard work, creativity, and dedication. You have those three things, you cannot go wrong. You're going to go a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you, again, you know, like, cause I think sometimes there's some things that, cause, you know, in life, I tell kids, like, to do bad, everybody's doing that, but it's very few people doing what's right. And that's in every area. Like, for me, I sacrificed a lot of clubs and partying and drugs and all that stuff to be able the second half of my life to live out a life of success because of the choices that I made. I could have made them either way. So yeah, so it was a very lonely road because it's not a lot of people want to get up at 3 a.m. and want to run and lift weights. Everybody sleep, but that's what it takes, you know?
Yeah, that's what it takes. You gotta take the time outside of the already dedicated time to get you ready to go and to keep you going in the right direction. And in case you're listening, you're like, hey, no, you do a podcast on movies. Yes, I'm aware of that, but we're also going to be bringing up important issues here on the show, tying them into movies. We're going to talk movies here with Melvin in just a bit, but we got some important stuff to talk about. So in 2000, you retire from basketball to speak and inspire the youth. Tell us some of your story. Was that an easy decision? I know you love basketball, man. And how that factored into this later life decision, because you turned to sports when your dad died at 13 years old. And I mean, basketball pushed you, and that was your life.
Yeah, basketball was my life. You know, I found out when I started playing professionally, you know, we look up to a lot of people. Like, there are a lot of movies I watched, a lot of singers I saw sing that I looked up to. And as I started playing, I began to realize that we used to have this celebrity night. And all these celebrities would come out and we would sign autographs for them and they would sign autographs for us. And I began to realize, Noah, that a lot of these people, man, were like, their private lives were horrible. I mean, they were hurting. And I began to see for what I saw. I saw myself traveling the world, making people laugh for 2.5 hours, but they were going home to 22 hours of depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and hopelessness.
Yeah.
So how selfish was I that this God had given me this gift to play the sport that I loved, but only to get to a place where that title could get me to doors to reach in kids all across the world by spinning a ball on a finger and doing some tricks and using my gift, not for selfish gain to say, look at me, I'm famous, you know, I'm doing this. But now it's in, because of that title, every school in America will allow me to come into that school because that principal had an experience with the Globetrotters that changed their life. And now they're bringing in somebody to help bring life change to the kids that are in their school. And when it hit me like that, I said, it's bigger than the Harlem Globetrotters. And that's why it's so great to have, like, you know, like top youth speakers, people who believe in young people, who have the same heart passion I do, and put those two together. Oh, change the world, man.
Now, I would almost say, I mean, you are a great, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, my friend, you are a great basketball player. And I think God, as great as you were, used that as a platform to do what you were meant to do, which is speak to the youth, to entertain the youth, to get the youth to laugh, to tell them they're not alone, to inspire the youth. This is your calling. And I think now with Top Youth Speakers, you're reaching the maximum amount of kids, which, by the way, go to topyouthspeakers.com. Check out Melvin Adams there. Lots of info for you. Maybe you want him in your area. That's where you go. I commend you, because a lot of people don't see that next level. They see what's directly in front of them and they leave it at that. But you got to look broader. You got to see the grand picture of things.
Yeah. Who would have ever thought, Noah, who would have ever thought, if you'd have told me in high school, a shy kid that would have never gotten up in front of a class to say one word, who now has spoken to 8 million kids. And please, listeners, I'm not saying that in pride, and I'm saying that in all humility, that God loves to use ordinary people like me and you to do extraordinary things if you believe. Absolutely. If you believe, and there's more in you than you can even imagine.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, you go through life trials, even, you know, everybody does. I do, you do. And, you know, I don't really feel up to it. Well, then that's when you get on your knees. That's when you pray to the Lord to give you the strength to lift you back up and to continue to do what you do. And that's part of the process. That's part of life as well.
It's so true, man.
Again, your dad died at 13. What advice would you give to specifically to the youth out there listening that are coping with fatherlessness? They might think, okay, hey, I'm alone. I don't really have somebody to pat me on the back and, you know, encourage me to get to the next level or to do the right thing. I know you felt some of those same emotions. What did someone say to you to get you to do the right thing and to push you in a positive place?
You know, I would tell young people today, this generation, they give up so quick, Noah. They only look at the moment. They can't see 1 year down the road, 5 years, 20 years. They only see the moment. And they need to know that the moment is going to pass. It may be a winter in your life, but it's not going to be winter. This is not ice age. So your summer is coming. It may not come when you want it. So at that time, yeah, I was a hurt kid. I was angry. I was hurt, lonely. But man, there were great people. God brought great people in my life. He brought my high school principal, who was just an amazing principal, who loved on me, who saw things in me that I didn't even see. My high school coach became a father to me. He began to tell me about the right foods to eat. He gave me attention. He made me feel valuable. And so if you're a kid, like, I want you to know there are people out there in your community, at your schools, that are ready. They're watching you. You're not alone. People see you. But the question is, you can't harden your heart and not push people away because of the pain you went through. And I know that's easy to say, it's harder to do. But if you begin to open up your heart and drop down your walls, you'll find freedom, you'll find joy, peace, and you'll find purpose for your life and realizing why you're here on this earth. And once you understand that, your life will be forever changed. I'm living proof.
Absolutely. And a good way to do that, and something you bring to whoever you speak to, is laughter. Laughter is that key to letting your guard down, to opening up, to expressing yourself, to being able to feel again. I mean, you have to have laughter as part of the process.
Yeah, I joke. I say, if you hold it in, you're going to fart. I mean, we walk through life with our butts so tight, Moses couldn't fart. And we got to loosen up. Life is too short. Enjoy your life. Like, I was 15 yesterday. It feels like it. I'm 52 now. I mean, and it went by so fast. Once I graduated from high school, man, it went by so fast. I wanted, when I was in elementary, when I got out of school, I wish I could go back for another 2 years or a year. And it goes by so quick. So you have to enjoy and don't take it so serious. It's serious, but have fun and enjoy it. Live life to the, how could you not laugh at a podcast called Green Ski that has nothing to do with water? Like, how do you not even laugh at that? That's hilarious. We're not talking about boat, you know, and swimming and fishing. You're talking about changing kids' lives. It's hilarious.
Well, it's kind of funny. Whenever I fish for guests, whenever I fish for guests, Melvin, I always say, and I probably don't even have to, but I say, I just want to make sure you know this is not a show about water sports, because I know you have no expertise in riding a jet ski. Well, neither do I, and I know you don't swim very well. So you're like, I wouldn't be on your show, but yeah, exactly. I wanted a show name that people were like, what? And so when my co-host and I came up with it, basically, we both like the TV show Loki. His color is green. One of the characters in the show rides jet skis. So Green Jet Ski Podcast. I like making people think and just go, what the heck?
I know, it's crazy. But that's what I love about life is that, you know what I mean? Like, it's always these, if you look at it serious, you'll be trying to breaking your brain, trying to figure out, but like, you know what I mean? Life is life, and just enjoy life and find laughter and joy in all that you do.
Absolutely. And speaking of enjoying, go to topyouthspeakers.com. And when you're at speakers, go to Melvin Adams, see everything that he does and can do. Maybe you're looking for a public speaker in your area, somebody that can inspire the youth, reach out directly there. Well, okay, Melvin, now it's time to wrap movies into this, because what lifts up the great Melvin Adams? Because I think you're human. You know, I've tapped you. I don't feel like a cyborg arm or anything. I think you're a good guy. But let's talk the Rocky saga. I know this is a series close to my heart and yours. Sly Stallone doesn't really get any better than that. Overall, such a great series, man. I never get tired of it, especially that original. What drew you in about it? What makes you say, gosh, I feel so much better after watching that?
Well, after watching Rocky, because Rocky, I feel like I connect with Rocky so much, because Rocky was always like the underdog. Nobody gave him a chance. And I felt like that as an athlete. I was 5'8". You know, most guys are 6'4" and up. So nobody never really took me serious. And then here's this guy that gets this opportunity, a once in a lifetime. And he was always created for it, but he didn't believe it. You know what I mean? And he gets his opportunity and he takes the champion of the world to a tie. It gives hope. Like, how do you not look at that and go, man, whatever people may be telling you, you can't do. If you believe it inside of you, man, you could do far more things than what Rocky did. You can not only win championships in boxing, you can win championships in life and in the world.
Mm. What I also like about the Rocky saga is it's written, and you can tell from Sly, because Sly came from nothing. And that's one of the things I appreciate about him. I mean, he wasn't, you know, fed this golden spoon. But if you watch the series, especially, you know, Rocky II wants to go at it again, wants to get that other shot, doesn't want it to end in a tie. Then you get to Rocky III, him and Apollo basically become brothers. They become best friends, which I absolutely love it. I mean, my favorite is Rocky IV from 1985. Written, directed by Sylvester Stallone, because after Rocky III, I mean, they were tied. They had this soul connection, the two of them. I mean, they were blood brothers. And when Rocky loses him selfishly to Drago with that knockout enhanced power punch, he can't cope. He loses everything. He loses his brother. But guess what? He literally and figuratively, if you watch that movie, finds a way back to the top of the mountain.
Yeah. So yeah, and that's life too. That's life too, Noah. Like, we get knocked down, we all will. You know what I mean? You've been knocked down. You've had some mistakes in your life. I've had many mistakes in my life. But what makes you so great and awesome is that you get back up and you keep fighting. Life's gonna hit you with all kind of twists and turns. You're gonna lose loved ones. You may not make the basketball team, the baseball team, the volleyball team, the soccer team. You may not be voted the best teacher of the year. You know, your wife may not be giving you the love that you need. Your husband may not be showing you, telling you you're beautiful. People, as long as you live in this world, like, you will be let down. Mm. But there's so much greater inside of you, inside of all of us, that sometimes it takes movies and music and podcasts to hear these words that motivate us and inspire us to go, you know what? Tomorrow is going to be a better day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to put on my theme music, and I'm going to listen to the mix in my life, and I'm going to change the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, God rest, Carl Weathers just unfortunately passed away, played Apollo Creed, one of my favorites. But I love, you know, we talked about it in the pre-show. You like and I do as well. I was actually skeptical going in, and now I hope they make another one. But the Creed series has even taken the Rocky saga a step further, and you're seeing Adonis Creed and the story, and then Rocky as his coach. It's pretty powerful too.
Oh yeah. So I grew up on Rocky. My kids are growing up on Creed.
Yep.
So it's you know, in that story, when you were talking, you know, Creed's fighting, because I loved Rocky, but I never understood Mick. And yep. So Adonis is fighting the Russian son whose father killed his dad.
Yep.
And so he defeats him. And so Rocky goes up to the guy and fist bumps him and says, "It's your time." And immediately the camera goes off Rocky onto Adonis. And Adonis is kind of, you know, basking in his glory. When the camera comes back to Rocky, it shows the back of his head and Rocky mm-hmm. putting his hat on. And in that moment, I said, you know what, man, like what me and you are doing today, we are Mick. We're Rocky now, because mm-hmm. now we're finding young people to inspire and help them do the very same things we're doing with the gifts that they have. Like, I'm not talented enough to do a podcast. That's why God gave it to you. I do comedy. But in your gift, you're changing the world. In my gift, I'm changing the world. Top youth speakers, they're changing the world. So it's being Mick and Rocky in the lives of people we come in contact with to help people live out their purpose and what they're put on earth to do. It's an amazing honor, man. Like, it gets no better than that.
Well, and it's also kind of like a boxing team. You talk about, like, you know, you got the coaches and you got like the head coach of Mick or Rocky. And that's kind of what I feel like it when you and I come together. You're, you know, I'm great at the radio and the podcasting and the questions. And you really know how to take it up a notch when it comes to inspiring the youth. Not that I don't, but I think you have that gift. You have that knack. And that's why we have you on the show, because you resonate with kids. And to be able to see that when you put us together, they become the young stud. They become the young shining star, and they can feel that within themselves so that they can lift themselves up to that next level.
Exactly. That's so true, man. When we understand what this life is about, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about top few speakers. It's about using our gifts and talents to inspiring the next generation. And if we live life like that, the second halves of our lives will always be better than the first, because now we understand what life is all about. And life is not about how can I make myself great. It's about how can we make others great. And that's what life is really all about.
Amen to that, brother. Real quickly, before we leave Rocky, and then I got a couple more questions for you. What do you have a favorite Rocky movie, either Rocky or Creed movie? Mine has always been Rocky IV, like I mentioned, because it takes Rocky at his lowest. And he doesn't know where to go, and he's kind of pushed away from his wife. He's off on his own, and he's off in Russia, and he's pretty much got to start over. And his wife comes back to him, goes to where he's training. He, you know, finds a way to get the strength from God to, you know, come up against this monster behemoth Russian athlete and tackles the giant.
Yeah, I love your my favorite. And that was a good one, because I love all of them. My favorite was basically Rocky One and Rocky Two and Rocky Three. Me and you talked about that in the pre-show, but
yep.
Rocky One, number one, because he got a chance. Nobody believed in him. So he takes him to the number two, he wins. Now he's given so much hope to the underdogs that, you know, man, this can happen to me, you mm-hmm. know? And then three is he starts losing his way, because we all kind of lose our way sometimes in life. Like, you know, your show blows up, and everybody, it's the number one podcast, and, you know, and all of a sudden now you've gotten prideful and arrogant, and you think you're better than yourself, and you start kind of losing your way. And we all need people like you, like Noah, people to come in your life and say, "Hey, bro, like, you're getting a little ahead of yourself, like, humble it down." And then just to get our vision clear again, because sometimes we lose sight. You know what I mean? One, two, and three was for me, like, just, you know, like.
So you like that first? You like that first trilogy? You think it ties together nicely?
Oh yeah, perfectly. Well, yeah, I love it.
You know, it's funny. No matter what your favorite is, they're all great. I mean, I think they're all 5-star movies. I think I kind of have a preference of 4, but the only one I don't like is 5. 5's a little different. But other than that, they're all enjoyable. They're all inspirational.
Oh, so true, Noah, man. So true.
Well, yeah, before we run out of time, right here, Melvin, on the Green Jet Ski Podcast today, what's the hardest? What do you think? I know there's lots of issues that kids deal with. What's the number one issue that you think makes it hard for them to believe in themselves and go to the next level? And then how can you impress upon them that maybe watching Rocky or another movie that they might be able to find the strength, they may be able to find a mentor, somebody like yourself to say, hey, you know what? Keep me accountable. Keep me pushing in the right direction.
You know, I think kids give up so quick, Noah. I think kids need to know that don't give up. It may not look the way you want it to look right now. If you give up, if I would have committed, I had an opportunity. I thought about suicide 2 times in my life. I was at a very low point in my life. Everything around me, it was pouring, it was thunderstorming. But think about this for a minute. If I would have given up, I never would have had the opportunity to meet Noah, to be on his amazing show, to be inspiring you that are listening to the show right now. If I would have given up, I never would have had the opportunity to inspire you. You think about that, like in life, like I never would have had a chance to meet my wife. I never would have had a chance to have kids. It's an amazing life. So whatever you're going through, don't give up because it gets better. Life is short. Don't give up because the world needs you.
And it's all connected. You never know who you're going to meet, who you're going to impact. Like you just listed a bunch of people that in your life, you're pleased to have them in your life and vice versa. You weren't here. You don't make that impact.
Exactly. And that's what I think sometimes kids don't think about that. See, because like had I would have given up, I never would have met my beautiful wife. I never would have had a chance to see my 2 boys born. And I mean, and if you're young, wait till you get married and have children. You won't understand what Noah and myself are saying, but it's all worth it when you see those kids come. And then like, I never would have had a chance to see. I would have missed out on a beautiful wife, 2 amazing young boys and being able to travel the country and motivate kids and to change lives, to impact the world. Like I never would have had a chance to be at your school. Speaking to you guys, motivating you. If I would have given up, so what am I saying? I'm saying don't give up. Keep living. Keep waking up. Listen, you're not going to be in your parents' house forever. You're gonna move out. But there are a lot of life lessons you can learn, good and bad, that's going to help you be the person that you were created to be. Noah would not be the amazing father he is if he didn't go through the things he had to go through. And I wouldn't have been the dad I am. So.
And we can both tell you, and there's not enough time on the show, all the different things that we've been through. Were they hard? Yes. But guess what? Now, 2 things have happened. I'm a stronger person and father for it, as Melvin is. And I'm able to take that strength and give that back to my kids tenfold. So now really, it's been a life lesson that God has taught me and moved me and used me, and that the circle's complete.
Exactly. Oh, so true. Man, I love it. So true.
Well, that is great. And Melvin, and I love how I ask you a specific question and say, hey, you know, what's that hardest thing that a kid is dealing with? Well, there's multiple levels, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter because of course it does. But no matter what you're going through, even if it's one that is getting you to contemplate maybe taking your own life, which you should definitely reconsider and not do that. There's always a way out. There's always somebody that is depending on you and that wants you to go forward with your life and to do these amazing things. So it could be something minor or it could be something really dark, but there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. You know, I heard this joke said, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, but nobody told me it was a train.
right.
And I joked that, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, but you just can't. You can't get off the train. You have to stay on the ride. Enjoy it because the ride is what prepares you for the destination. It's not even about where you're going. It's about the journey to where you're going.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of the journey of this show, unfortunately, is complete. I want you to check him out, Melvin Adams, Mr. Globetrotter, topyouthspeakers.com, and check out Melvin Adams there. You can follow him on social media, all of his comedic. He had set himself, not literally, this was a filter, set himself on fire and talked about, you know, I don't know, it was like burning with passion or something, but it had me laughing and it got me motivated that day. If you want to see antics like that, Instagram, Globetrotter Melvin. Check him out there. Melvin, any final words before we leave this edition of the Green Jet Ski Podcast? And I think I owe you some chicken wings for having to do this show twice.
No, man. Listen, first I want to say, Noah, I'm so proud of you. And for you to do this show, to inspire so many people. Thank you for hearing the call to do what God had put in your heart to do. And for the listeners, like, just know your love. It doesn't matter where you come from. What matters where you're going. And just know that the world is a better place because you woke up today. And it's going to be a better place tomorrow because you're going to wake up again. So I hope you know that you're loved. I hope you know that you're thought of. And I hope you know that you matter and you're loved.
Well, you matter, Melvin, and your inspiration matters, and your bad jokes, which I love because mine are just as bad or sometimes they're worse. They matter as well. And so we're going to have all those antics back on the show on a semi-regular basis, man. Now that you're hooked into the green jet ski and swimming alongside, you ain't ever getting off.
Well, I love it, man. I can't wait, man. Just keep me close to the edge, man. So I can run back and get back on land. So I won't drown because I'm drowning in your love, man.
Well, you know, that's a great place to be. Melvin Adams, Mr. Globetrotter. We're going to catch him regularly here on the Green Jet Ski Podcast again at topyouthspeakers.com. God bless, my friend, and we will talk to you real soon.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, man. I love you.
More on the Green Jet Ski Podcast coming up, and more from Mike Schmidt and Speed Force Music.